When Scarlett walked into the auditorium for the Parent-Teacher Association meeting, it got so quiet she could have heard an ant fart. The spot between her shoulders prickled from the dozens of eyes on her, and she purposely did not yank closed the edges of her oversized button-up shirt. After a year of living in Hurston Cove and having her kid enrolled at the school, the PTA parents at Hurston Cove Middle still weren't feeling her. So what if she barely made it to the meetings? It wasn't as if she had another parent at home to make sure Maya ate dinner, finished her homework, and didn't burn the house down. Today, her best friend Michaela made the 2-hour drive from LA so Scarlett could come to this meeting that half a dozen emails had screamed was the most important, not to be missed one of the year. So here she was, and they were all staring like they'd never seen a 41-year-old woman in yoga pants and pigtail buns before.
"You never said why she doesn't like her. What's the deal?"
someone whispered, but they were immediately shushed. A woman with red hair in a dandelion fluff and a floral tattoo across her conspicuously bared collarbone smiled slightly at her in welcome, but nearly everyone else watched Scarlett with suspicion. She returned the redhead's smile and refused to let the rest of them make her feel bad. So what if her saunter was a little forced as she made her way down the main aisle of the school theater the PTA had commandeered for their meeting space? She found a seat at the end of a row and fixed an interested expression on her face. It took the woman who had the floor a while to start talking again, but she finally did after a pointed silence.
"Now that we're all here, I'll just skip to the main reason for this meeting," the woman said.
Mrs. Abby something or other was her name. Scarlett vaguely remembered the woman introducing herself months ago, tacking on the last name of her spouse. A last name Scarlett couldn't recall.
"The school is up for most beautiful in the county again this year. And to win, we need all hands on deck."
Mrs. Abby, pretty and curly-haired and around the same age as Scarlett, glanced down at something on the podium before looking back out at the 40 or so people gathered in the theater.
Ms. Marshall, is passing around the list of roles we need filled. Everyone, please sign up so we can make our school prize-winning again this year."
Seriously? That was it? This was the reason they absolutely had to have all the parents involved in the PTA attend? This was some bullshit.